Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. So we are at the last Sunday in January, which means we're concluding our series Back to Basics. Week one, we asked the question, are we Christian? Week two was, what do we believe? Last week was, what do we stand for? And this week is, what is spiritual living? So we are a center for spiritual living, but notice what we are not, a center for spirituality. Now you might think, well, that's kind of weird. I mean, spirituality infuses everything we do. You've already had quite a dose of it this morning. It's in all the talks, it's in our music, it's in our classes, it's in our retreats. It's pretty much baked into what we do. But the difference between that and spiritual living is we don't want to stop at spirituality. We want to bring it into our lives. You know, spirituality is very personal and very subjective for each one of us, that connection with the divine, the understanding of our own souls and inner spirit. It's a set of beliefs and a mindset. And for us, it has a lot to do with trying to understand consciousness and how to raise our consciousness. But spiritual living, that goes a little further. That says, I want to take these spiritual principles into my life and put them to work, to try to daily live by them and with them to improve my life and the life of those around me. Spiritual living is essentially living life from within out, from that inner spirituality and letting it come out into our lives. So we are Center for Spiritual Living. And spiritual living is courageous living. We just had someone share about a practitioner session and how, thank you, Nadine, and how she had to like, I don't know if I want to do this, but here I go. Well, I had the same experience. And I too can testify. So, you know, we never do Testify Sunday. Maybe we should. I feel like this might be it. Okay, I'm going to testify. Okay, that years ago when I started working with a practitioner, it didn't take long to realize that if I wanted to move forward in my life, I was going to have to forgive my father, right? And that took more than one practitioner session. It was not a one and done. But I tell you, it was the most rewarding work to meet with a practitioner over and over who could help me realize that not only was I not broken, but neither was he. And allowed me to do that forgiveness work and let go of that pain and resentment so I could move on. I'm pretty sure I would not be here if I had not done that work. So yeah, spiritual living is courageous living. It's also courageous in the sense of, related to what I just said, letting us have the strength to be self-aware. Okay, you know, I did this really well, but what have I not done so well? Where can I do better? Where can I be better? How can I show up better for my friends and family and coworkers? That takes some courage. It's also courage in the sense of doing that forgiveness work and releasing ourselves and others from the burdens of past mistakes. It's courageous in the sense of being bold with our intentions for our life. And we can be bold and courageous because we know that with that inner spirit, in that land of I am, we cannot fail. But it takes courage to know that and to actually step into that. And we can be courageous because, as the song says, in that land of I am, where we know and remember that we are one with the divine, where we remember who and whose we are, and where we remember that we can never be outside God's love, when we know that, we can be courageous. And in that space, we know that we are indeed more than we have been, more than we will be. And as the song says, that is the space in that land of I am where we can rise above the pain. And we are always at home. And because we have this knowing, this remembering, then we can be courageous. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, encouraged those Corinthians to be courageous when he wrote, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be from God and not from us. We are distressed in every way, but not overwhelmed. We are harassed on all sides, but not conquered. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." For Paul, that treasure in earthen vessels was bearing the life and death of Jesus in their bodies. For us, that treasure in earthen vessels is the Spirit within us. And when we have that, yeah, we can face our challenges with courage. Spiritual living is also inspired living. When we engage in spiritual living, we can learn to listen to that intuition and gain inspiration from that. And intuition, don't be fooled. It's not just your mind going crazy or having crazy ideas. It is the voice of God within us. That is how God speaks to us, through our intuition, that still small voice it's often called. Shakti Gauran wrote, "There is a universal intelligent life force that exists within everyone and everything. It resides within each one of us as a deep wisdom and an inner knowing. We can access this wonderful source of knowledge and wisdom through our intuition, an inner sense that tells us what feels right and true for us at any given moment." Our founder, Ernest Holmes, was a little more poetic when he described it this way: "I'm guided by the same intelligence and inspired by the same imagination that scatters the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in its grasp." Spiritual living lets us open up and listen to, courageously listen to, that inspiration. Spiritual living also opens us up to be aware of and receive God's grace. One of my spiritual heroes Reverend Nadia Bowes Weber, who's a Lutheran pastor, defines grace as those times when God taps you on the shoulder and says, pay attention, this is for you. So one of my favorite shows, and I'm dating myself here, is The West Wing. I know it's been a while, right? But there's an episode from that series that's always stuck with me. And it's the episode in which President Bartlet, who's a devout Catholic, is asked to commute the death sentence for a man in federal prison. Now, being Catholic, he's morally opposed to the death penalty. But being the president of the United States, he's thinking, I'm not sure it's my duty to interfere with the justice system. So he's conflicted. Be a good Catholic or do what I think is my duty as president. And he's really tormented by this. And over the course of a few days, he receives messages from various advisors about what he should do. One of them is a Jewish man who hears a message that day in synagogue from his rabbi about how state-sanctioned killing is always wrong. So that advisor goes to the president and says, President Bartlet, I really think you should commute this guy's sentence. I don't know if it's the state's business to be killing people. Another advisor happens to fall into conversation with a Quaker woman there at the White House who is there for something completely unrelated to this, but they end up having a conversation in the hallway, and she explains how in her faith, killing is always wrong. And it really moves this advisor, and he goes to the president and says, you know, Mr. President, I really think you should probably commute that guy's sentence. And lastly, the president is conferring with the priest, and the priest reminds him that the church stands against the capital punishment. Despite all of this, President Bartlet does not commute the man's sentence, and he is put to death. He's immediately overcome with guilt and a sense of deep, maybe shame even. And he's conferring with his own personal priest, and he says, Father, I don't understand. This is a really difficult decision. Why didn't God help me? And the priest says, he did. He sent you a rabbi, a Quaker, and a Catholic priest, and you didn't listen. And the president immediately asked the priest if he would hear his confession. Now we're here, we're not much into this idea of confessing our sins and seeking absolution from a third party, but we definitely are all about engaging with spiritual practices and spirituality that opens us up to listen to that guidance, to that God's grace in our lives, and perhaps acting on it. Spiritual living is also being inspired by that oneness that I spoke about last week. It could take a lot of different shapes and forms and experiences. For me, it's very often when I'm near the ocean and I look across that vast expanse and I contemplate how that ocean connects me to our family members on the other side of the world. And sometimes when I'm having that experience, I'm reminded of the words of the Black American poet Amanda Gorman. Since the world is round, there's no way to walk away from each other, for even then, we are coming back together. I find that very inspiring. Spiritual living is also empowered living. Thich Nhat Hanh said, enlightenment is when the wave realizes it's the ocean. We are the ocean. We are the ocean of the divine. We are from it. We are part and particle of it. There is no spot in that infinite ocean where it stops and we begin. Rumi put it a little bit differently. He said, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Think about what that means. It means all those qualities that we associate with the divine are in us. They're in our spiritual DNA. All that love and peace and joy and beauty and abundance and justice and strength and creativity, they're all within us. Perhaps this is why our Sufi friends remind us that while God is both infinite, it is transcendent and fully present in the heart of every human being, because we are the ocean in a drop. And this truth of us can never be diminished or broken. No matter our mistakes, we are that. No matter what is done to us, we are that. No matter our present confusion, we are that. And because we are that, we are not hopeless, helpless, and aimless. We are powerful, hopeful, and guided. Just as the wave is powered by the ocean, we are powered by that I Am presence that is our life. It is our very breath. It is our source. And that's empowering because it also means that we get to create our life. We get to co-create our life with that inner I Am presence that is all those beautiful things that cannot be broken. We get to create our life that works, our individual life that works within that world that works for everyone that I spoke about last week. Again, from our founder, Ernest Holmes, we have within us a power that is greater than anything we shall ever contact in the outer, a power that can overcome every obstacle in our life and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed and prosperous in a new light and in a new life. Another way that spiritual living is empowered living is it frees us from dogma, telling us how to do spirituality and spiritual living. We each get to have our individual sense of that divine. We each get to engage in the spiritual practices that help us connect with it. I love a line I learned very recently from Reverend Josh Reeves. He's one of the co-ministers at Mile High Church in Denver. He said, spiritual practice is anything we do with reverence for the sacred in the present moment. I had to rewind and listen to that again, so I'm going to say it again for you. Spiritual practice is anything we do with reverence for the sacred in the present moment. So what is that for you? Is it hugging a tree and smile? Is it finding a patch of dark sky and gazing up at the Milky Way and just going, wow, that is incredible? Is it playing and laughing with your granddaughter and feeling immense joy? Is it remembering the kindness of a stranger and feeling grateful? Whatever helps you feel that connection, do that. That is spiritual living. Another way that spiritual living is empowered living is it frees us and enables us to free ourselves from worry. Worry is a misapplication of the power of prayer. The form of prayer we teach around here is that whatever we believe deeply, We plant that into our consciousness. We plant that into the creative medium of the universe, and it becomes manifest. So worry is using that creative power for something we actually don't want. All that fretting and worrying and sleepless nights and catastrophizing, is that how we say that? Okay. All that fretting and worrying, those are the seeds we're planting. Now, we all do this, okay? We're all guilty of this, right? We do it in our personal lives, our professional lives. I'll admit that I've been doing it some lately related to this spiritual community and the challenges we're facing. I've done some worrying. I've done some fretting. I've had some sleepless nights. And then a mentor who is also a practitioner said, reminded me, you know, all that worry is the misuse of prayer. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, he's right. I need to turn this around. And we can all do this. We can all turn that worry around. And I have two ways that I like to do this that I invite you into: the right use of prayer and surrendering. So now whenever I find myself worrying, I catch myself, I go, nope, stop, and I say a prayer right in that moment for the growth and the vitality and the well-being of this community. Those are the seeds that I want to plant. So I invite you into that as well on behalf of this community. Prayers of growth and vitality and staying together. And it also involves surrender. Surrendering to that higher vision. You know, worry is a very low vision of what could happen, right? A very limited vision. We want to surrender to that infinite wisdom and intelligence and see what it has to show us for possibility so we can live up to our individual full potential and this community's full potential. So I invite you into that as well, prayer and surrender instead of worry. Now, all of this idea that spiritual living is empowered living is wrapped up in one of my favorite quotes from Hafiz. Wherever you have dreamed of going, I have camped there and left firewood for when you arrive. Wherever you have dreamed of going, I have camped there and left firewood for when you arrive. God's got us. God's got our back. God's got your back. Spiritual living is empowered living. We are powered by the I Am presence that is in each and every one of us. And in that land, we cannot fail. Let's pray. Today, I can imagine that some of us are worried about the state of our nation and recent events. So I invite everyone who would like to stand as we pray, including those who are watching elsewhere in the privacy of your home or wherever you might be. I invite you to stand as well as we say a prayer together for empowered living. I take a stand today for that one power and presence that is always loving, knows peace and strength and wisdom and justice. for that power and presence that brought forth all creation from itself as itself. And therefore expresses itself through its creation. And knowing that the entire creation and every human being on this planet is a manifestation and an incarnation of that one loving presence. I know that spiritual DNA of the essence of the divine is present everywhere. And I say a word for all people in this country, that we remember that while it may appear that we are walking away from each other, we are walking towards each other. Because that is the way the universe works. That is how it has been designed. That is the higher vision that I hold for this country, that we hold for this country. That we are always moving more and more together. For God's family portrait is not complete without each and every human being in it. That includes our immigrant neighbors. That includes African Americans and immigrants. That includes our Hispanic neighbors and friends and coworkers. That includes all the people in this country from all over the world. Every culture, every language, every religious expression. They have found their way here, and therefore they belong. I say a word knowing that violence will not solve our differences, only love will solve our differences. I say a word for the safety of everyone involved. And I mean everyone involved. That we may rise above the discord and the pain. And remember that deeply we are one. I call on all leaders, local, state, federal, to remember love and compassion and forgiveness is always the way forward. Otherwise, we stay stuck in the past. And the very impulsion of life is to move forward, to realize more and more of the great dream of the one life. It has left firewood for us there. And I know the day comes when we arrive. Thank you, life, for showing us the way and helping us remember that we are yours. And you are ours, and so it is. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.